again. So remember, if you recall, the Gemara said to us, "Amenachos Lamabeis Lamabeis." The Gemara had said that there were two statements, right? One statement was that if you put up the mezuzah hanging, right, so it's possible. And the second statement quotes a brisa that says that if you hang it up or if you put it on the kosel achorei hadelis, in both those situations, it's sakana of ein bar mitzvah. Okay, and what does Rashi say by sakana? I ask. The sakana is the mazikin, right? What's his language? Hold on, one second. His language was where is it? Yeah, I mean sakana mina mazikin she'ena bias mishtamerba. The bias won't be protected ad shikavena b'tzuras apesa kilchasa until it's in the proper place, right? That is Rashi. Now, what does Tosfos say? Let's go over this again. What's Tosfos' argument? So Tosfos says, thank you, Shua. You're making me sad. So it says, Peish Rekuntris, right? Dekeim and Dasa Shalok Kehilchasa Ena Bais Mishnamer Meim Azikin. So if you put up the mezuzah by hanging from the top, it's not properly protecting the house, okay? Whatever that means. And Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like that. What's Rabbeinu Tam's problem with Rashi? Let's get that as clear as possible. What's Rabbeinu Tam's problem? He says, "Dim kein da havelei lemeimar hachi." It should have said, "Aval ha'asuya k'shalok hilchasa, asuya shalok hilchasa." So, what's his problem? Say is that it would say in every situation and every time there's a psul and mezuzah. I mean, you got to understand Tosos. In other words, Tosos's question is like this. Tosos's question is that if you're telling me that the problem is sakana, meaning it's not going to be mishtam rebnei mazikim, so that should be a universal, meaning every single time you have a case where a mezuzah is puzzle, what should the Gemara say? Exactly. Without Dardik's snarkiness, so what do you call it? So the Gemara should have cited such a thing. In every case of psul, as we'll see many cases coming up, it should have said mitnei sakana. So that's why Tosus is bothered by that. So he says, no, he says, even if Tosus says that, what does he therefore have to do now? He has to explain what is the sakana here, right? What's the sakana here? So he says, the sakana here is that what's going to happen? A guy walks in, and let's take the case where it's on the hanging from the roof, from the doorpost. He's going to hit his head on it. So when Tosus learns sakana, I'm not going to get into whether philosophically he disputes the idea of mazikim. Tosus is saying that what's the sakana here? The sakana is that I'm going to hit my head. That's the sakana. I'm going to bump into the mezuzah. Okay? How do we define this machlokas? Now, let's be careful. No, I'm asking to define how they both learn sakana. That's the key. How do they learn sakana? Because remember, you are saying, what you're saying that's good is that you're making it unique to this case, right? Right? You're making it unique to this case. Okay, fine, I'll buy that. I'm just going to take that one small step further, with your permission, okay? Okay, let's go back to what Dardik was saying, right? So if you look at the Lashon Rashi, when Rashi says, Kema da'asa shaloki hilchasa, ain't a bias mishtamer of ne'amazikin, right? So it's clear that what's Rashi saying when it comes to the sakana, not the sakana, but what's Rashi saying about the mezuzah? What's he saying about the mezuzah? That if a mezuzah is unable to function as a mishtamer, right? If it can't function as a mishtamer, then what do you call it? It can't be a mezuzah. In other words, he's tying the function of it being a mishtamer to the very identity of what a mezuzah is. Shelo kehilchasa, right? This thing cannot function as a mishtamer. It has lost its, what do you call it? It's the chaloshe mezuzah is tied to, intrinsically tied to its ability to be a mishtamer. If it can't function as a mishtamer, then it's a problem. That's why Tosos asked the question on Rashi. Because he's saying, then it should be that case by every type of psul. But Rashi's learning that sakana is tied to the very identity of the mezuzah itself. So if it's unable to be a mishtamer, how can it be a mezuzah? It lacks the ability to be a mezuzah. If it's not functioning to protect the person, right? If the shame sakana emerges, then it's, if the sakana is allowed to emerge because of the incorrect placement of the mezuzah, it's not a mezuzah anymore. There's no mezuzah to speak of. Okay? That's Rashi. I think what Tosos is saying, well, let me just say Tosos. So Tosos is saying no. Tosos is saying that the first Gemara is telling you that it's puzzle, right? But meaning that, and he may agree with what he called I think the Torah says he lines up with whatever. He's going to say that that it's puzzle, right? But that doesn't. But what's the second Gemara coming to teach you by Sakana, according to Tosfos? In other words, like Dardak was saying, it's a positive Sakana. But because it's a positive Sakana, what do I have to do then? Think about it. In other words, if I put the mezuzah up hanging from the doorpost, okay, so it's a puzzle mezuzah, right? Does it still have, I think Tosos learns like we were saying yesterday. There's a psul there, right? How would I rectify the psul? But putting it in the right place, right? Which will be on the, on the door frame, right? But Tosos is saying that sakana is coming to tell you, since there's a positive sakana in this situation, you got to take the mezuzah down. In other words, Tosos's chiddush is that he's not learning like Rashi that the inability to be mishtamer is tied to the identity of the mezuzah. He's saying that if it's hanging from the top, it's puzzle. It's not the right makom, right? But like every other case where it's puzzle, every other time a mezuzah is not the right makom, it's puzzle. But the sakana here is the reason why you can't leave it up. Because by leaving it up, what's going to happen? A guy's going to end up hitting his head. He's focused on that part of Sakana to tell you there's an additional thing you must do by the mezuzah here, which is to take it down. Leaving it up would be a problem. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, let's say a guy hung up his mezuzah from the top. Okay. Oh, sorry. Let's say a guy put his mezuzah up on the left side of the doorframe. Okay. So Tosus would say, that's not a good mezuzah. But is there a chiv to take it down? No. I mean, he has to move it to the right spot. But there's no, in other words, he has to fix the problem. Right? But here, Tosus is saying that Sakana is coming in to teach you, right, that not only is it puzzle, but you should take it down because someone's going to bump their head on it. So when Dardak said that positive expression Sakana, I'm just elaborating that a little bit, what Tosus demands. Tosus says, don't leave the mezuzah up. You got to take it down because of the Sakana. Zeb, he's learning puzzle. You're not following what Tosus is saying. Tosus, there's two Gemaras. One Gemara says it's puzzle. The second one says it's Sakana, right? Tosos is saying they're two separate statements. Puzzle, it's puzzle like any other mezuzah that's in the wrong spot. It shares that in common with every mezuzah. No, but Tosos, now what does Gemara now say? Ramar Vidar Mar Shmuel, okay. Mitzvah lanicho betoch chalol shel Pesach. What does that mean? What does it mean when you say the mitzvah is to put it in the chalol shel Pesach? To put it in the chalol shel Pesach. The Gemara says pshita bisharecha amar rachmana, right? The Torah says bisharecha, okay? So Rashi says, "B'chutzal al Pesach v'lo mi b'chutz." So it can't be where, it can't be, think three-dimensionally here, it has to be in the doorway, it can't be protruding, let's say, this way, right? Everyone clear about that? In other words, I wish I had a... let's say I'm walking into my house, okay? If the mezuzah were on the front of the doorframe, meaning I would see the mezuzah... Okay, right? So if the mezuzah is in the front of the doorway, right, that's a problem, right? So the Gemara says, well, of course, bisharecha, it has to be in the doorway. So sakatai dechamina, you would have thought what? Hov amarava mitzvah lahanicha betefach asamach l'shosarabim, right? Kama demerchak me'alai, kamash malan. So what would you have thought? Okay. Now, I quoted that Gemara for you on Lama Gimel, but come on, what's the Gemara here saying? What does Rava say? So therefore, where would you want to put the mezuzah then? Right, you'd want to put it in other words, so that when I want, it'll be as close to the Rishus Rabbim as possible. So when it comes to the doorway, right, where the red one is here, that's the best possible spot to put it. Kamash Malan, you don't do that. Okay, is that clear? Does everyone understand that the Gemara is saying you would have thought the best place to put, since Rava says the mitzvah is to put the mezuzah right and the tefach that's closest to the Rosh Hashanah. Well, you would think that tefach means, right, the outside of the doorway. So when I walk in from the outside, I'll see the mezuzah, right? Kamash malan, no. So when it says lanicha betefach hasamach, it means within the doorway, it should be closest to Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Because before we can understand how to define this Gemara, we have to understand Rava's statement. Why is it a mitzvah to put it in the tefach samach l'Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Alam gimel abeis. My taima, Rabbanan amrei kideshi yifka b'mezuzah miyad. So Rabbanan say, so the first thing that'll happen is that what? When I come in, right, the first thing I'll come across is the mezuzah. Rav Chanina misara omer kihechi de tintreya, which means, Rashi says, l'chol bayis min mazikim, mean, what's it going to do? It has to be, what? Yeah, exactly. It'll protect the house in the best possible way. What's that machlokas? What's that machlokas? If you read this Gemara, doesn't it sound like you're saying the opposite? One is saying the first thing I see when I come in should be the mezuzah. So that's why it should be as far to the front as possible, to the outside of the house. The other one's saying, no, it should be as far to the front of the house to maximize my protection grid. To me, that sounds like the opposite of each other. See, but Dardik, let's go along with what you're saying, right? And let's tweak it a bit. And I think if you make this one step, you'll see what you're gonna have to say. How do we draw the two sides together? I think the answer is like this: What is a doorway? Okay, what's a doorway? You're right, but what you're doing is, if you think about it, your doorway functions in a sense, right, as a makom of transition. Because you're going from outside to inside. In other words, when you're in your doorway, that's what makes mezuzah so interesting. The doorway is that point of transition from being outside to being inside. In and of itself, I would, and you'll see how this is going to come up later on in the Gemaras, in and of itself, it's almost like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you know how like embassies are considered like, it's like an airport. It's like, it's a no man's land, right? In and of itself is a no man's land. But it is the transition point from going outside to inside. So now what Dardik is saying is very good. Dardik is saying that, well, there was the first, that's the point of contention between the two sides. They're both agreeing that the doorway is that transition from outside to inside. The first side saying that, and let's take what Dardik was saying and put it in halachic terms. The first guy saying that mezuzah actually has in it two potential functions. One is as a heksher. Heksher meaning it's preparing me now from going outside to inside. Meaning when I see the mezuzah, whatever ideas I'm supposed to think of, right? So that means the mezuzah is functioning as a heksher. Meaning before I go into my house, remember, I'm going through the transition area of space. Before I complete my journey into my house from going outside, I must first engage the mezuzah. That's a heksher. What's the other side saying though?
I'm not sure about that though, because the first side's saying that it prepares you for now going inside, right?
So by seeing the mezuzah before I become inside guy, I first enter into that no man's land and experience the mezuzah. I see it, I think of ideas, I'm ready to go in. But there's another function that mezuzah has, right? What's the other function? We said, like you're saying, it protects you from the mazikin. Right? So someone just said a second ago, you want it to be what? That when a person's inside, right, what should he be thinking about? Right. Meaning that the person should say, there's no part of my house, right, that will be excluded from whatever this idea mazikin is, right? Whatever he's supposed to be thinking about with mazikin, there should be no part of my house that should be lacking in that. So by putting it in this no man's land, by putting it as far out as possible, he's recognizing that the mezuzah, its function as a mazikin, is maximized. So when a person enters into this transitionary point where he goes from outside to inside, there's two potential functions that mezuzah has. One is to prepare the guy, meaning a heksher, as outside to inside guy. And then from the inside guy standpoint, he should recognize that the mezuzah is there to be in a complete state of protection. Meaning he has to reflect on this state. He should note that the mezuzah is closest to the outside to reflect on whatever this mazikin idea is in its totality. That's the other side. Okay, so either way you go, it should be closest to the outside. It's an interesting type of machlokas because they're both agreeing with the point of transition. It's just a question of which aspect of the effect of mezuzah you want to highlight. One second. Now, with that being the case, hold on. That being the case, now let's go back to the Havin and Maskana now. Because now, again, so whatever you want to say about it being close to the outside, right?
Now the Havamina makes perfect sense without defining it. Because if I'm trying to maximize Heksher, or I'm trying to maximize the amount of area included underneath the Mazikin, where should the Mezuzah be? Right, it should be, well, one second. Be very careful. Not outside, but outside where? It should be, right, it should be at the, this is the key point. It should be where? It should be at the outermost area of the doorpost. Right? That's where the mezuzah belongs. Right? So the Havamina is a beautiful Havamina now. The Havamina is saying, and Clark asked about Bisharecha. Oh, so that's how it's going to say, it's still on my shar, right? It's on my doorpost. Right? It's just in the front of the doorpost. But if we're trying to maximize the transition outside to inside, meaning if we're trying to maximize, so to speak, again, if we look at the doorpost as the makom of the mezuzah, then what's the best place for the mezuzah to be? At the front of the doorpost. That's not even a question. So why is the mezuzah inside the doorpost? So why don't you say that? Good. So why don't you say it like this? Why don't you say that, going with this idea of this location being transition, okay? So if I said the doorpost is the makom of the mezuzah, so then I'd say the best place of the doorpost for the mezuzah to be, right, would be the front of it. But what if we say no? What if we say that the makom of ideal transition is where the mezuzah belongs, right? So where is the exact point where ideal transition takes place? No, the center of the doorpost. No. Because, again, think about it. I'm transitioning from outside to inside, right? So the mezuzah should be at the exact point where I'm going from outside to inside. Where does that point exist? The center of the doorway. The center, well, as Zev is saying, right, the doorway. I'm saying the center for a reason. Because now within that center, what? Right. So there's a kiyum to put it at tefach close to the Rishos Rabbim for what does Machlokas in Lama Gemal Beis is saying. You understand? That's a kiyum in that idea. But Bisharecha is teaching you what? Bisharecha is teaching you, it's not telling you that the doorpost is where the mezuzah belongs, and now we'll figure out where the best possible place for that is. It's saying Bisharecha is telling you that where does the mezuzah belong? In the place of transition, the ideal transition place, which happens to be located right in the center of the doorway. You understand? It's not that there's a doorpost, and now the mezuzah must be on the doorpost. It's that the mezuzah must be right here, right? Right at the makom of ideal transition, which is in the middle of your doorway. No, but now it happens to be... No. There's no other place that mezuzah can be other than in the place of transition, okay? Where's that place of transition? Right in the center of the doorway. Now, Rava comes along and says, it's a mitzvah, meaning the kiyum, it's a mitzvah, the ideal way to do it is to make sure it's closer to the Rishos HaRabim, so you get these ideas of yifka b'mezuzah miyad, okay? Of course it is. Bisharecha means there's three parts to the doorpost. There's the front, middle, and back. Bisharecha is telling you, in the door, in other words, it's saying in this area, right, it should be in the middle part, which is the middle of the doorpost, right? In your gate, in your gateway. In the gateway. In the gateway means in the middle area. That's where it belongs. Now, within that area, put it closer to Rosh Hashanah. But that's where it belongs. Rather than saying that the mezuzah must be in a doorpost. It's not that the doorpost is the makom of the mezuzah. Because if that were true, then the key would be to put it all the way in the front of the doorpost. That's not what Bisharecha teaches you.